The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Elemental Balance, Soul and Spirit Guidance, with your host, Phyllis Valois. Phyllis is here to help you become whole, using all of the gifts that she has acquired over the years with divine guidance, compassion, and understanding in a non-judgmental way. We hope the next hour will empower you to find out more about your gifts of intuition as well. Now, here is Phyllis Valois.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's show. It's a beautiful sunny day in my home city, and when the sun is shining, it makes everything seem easier to handle, all the challenges that we have, and I'm very grateful for the beautiful sunshine today. It's been a challenging month, this month of July. It's hard to believe we're already at the end of the month. July has been a very rainy and stormy month here in my home city of Calgary. We've had many thunderstorms, and it's been very interesting weather-wise. It actually, last night I was walking my little dog outside and my little pup, and I had to put a coat on, which is hard to believe because we're just the 31st of July. It was actually cool. So hopefully August will be a little bit warmer and a little bit sunnier than it has been. Now, I would like to invite anybody who would like to come online and talk with me. The number is 1-866-472-5795. Or if you are a little bit shy about talking to me, you can send me an email at Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, at elemental-balance.ca. I would love to talk with you today. It's been an interesting time, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who's had challenges in July. Now, one of the challenges was I had both a very happy occasion and a sad occasion in my life, as many people do. The happy occasion was going to my niece's bridal shower. That was a really wonderful experience, and I was blessed to have the opportunity to share that stage in her step to her wedding day. So I was very grateful for that. And on the flip side, I lost an aunt. One of my aunts died just about a week and a half ago, and she was my father's little sister. And I have such wonderful memories of her. One of the shows that I want to do in the future is a little bit on death and dying. And as a medium and an intuitive, I have a different view on the whole process. I find that, yes, it is incredibly hard for those of us who are left behind to let our loved one go. That is one of the things that is probably the hardest. But know that they are going to the most beautiful place. They will be welcomed. They do not transition alone. They are helped and guided. Their deceased loved ones, those who've already crossed, are there to greet them and to bring them over to the other side. Some of the solace that you can get from that, and what has helped me a lot in my mother's passing, as it has been a year now, is that I know where she is. And the good thing is I know when she's around. She comes and visits. She comes back from the other side to see how things are going. And that gives me great comfort. Yes, of course I miss her physical body, the not being able to call her, her wit. My mother became very funny in the last part of her life, and we had so many laughs together. She was charming and funny and flirty. Actually, her nickname was Flirty Gertie. She liked to have fun. So, of course, I miss her, but I know that she's around, and I know that she comes when I need her, and I need if I need her for any type of assistance. Now, today, I'm going to be breaking up the show into about five different areas. The first part is I want to talk more specifically about Archangel Michael as an archangel. The second part would be a little bit of information about the Ascended Master Kuan Yin. And the reason I chose Kuan Yin is because I am feeling that a lot of people are interested in Kuan Yin and the benefits that she can bring to your life. The third part is I'd like to talk about a crystal. Now, I haven't talked too much about crystals, but while I'm doing this show, I am surrounded by beautiful, beautiful specimens of crystal, and I find that Mother Earth is allowing us to find the most beautiful and interesting and precious crystals at this moment in time. So the crystal that I would like to talk to about today is rose quartz. And it is one of the most common crystals that you can find. And what I like the most about it is it's very inexpensive, but it can bring huge benefits to your life. It is such a beautiful crystal with such a beautiful vibration. So the next part would be a little bit on spiritual dowsing, and that's fairly new to the work that I do. Spiritual dowsing is using charts to help you identify areas where you need to do some clearing work or to, for example, dowsing for food. Which foods should you be eating? You could make a vegetable chart, a fruit chart, a supplements chart, whatever, to help you. And you do that through the use of a pendulum or a bobber. I use a pendulum. The next part would be a six-card spread with Archangel Michael and the Ascendant Master cards. And this is just a way that you can do a reading using two different decks. And we will interpret the messages, and then we'll have our weekly oracle card with a message for everyone. So this is a little bit how the show will proceed, but at any time during the show, if you'd like to call in, I would love to talk with you. It doesn't necessarily have to be an intuitive question or whatever. If you just would like to talk and get some insight into what's going on, I would love to hear from you. Again, the number to call is 1-866-472-5795. My email address is phyllis@elemental-balance.ca. And if you want to check out my website, it's www.elemental-balance.ca. Now, to get started with our show, I will start with our beautiful Archangel Michael. Now, I chose him because Archangel Michael is, as I've probably mentioned in the other shows that I've done, is the Archangel that I work with on a daily basis, not only for myself, but for others when I am doing readings and sessions with them. Now, the information that I have gotten, the sources are Doreen Virtue's book, Archangels 101, The Angel Bible by Hazel Raven, Diana Cooper, Archangel Michael Meditations. Now, Diana Cooper, just so you know, is from England. She is quite interesting. It's a different take on the angels and the archangels when you read her book and use her angel oracle cards. I really, really like her Archangel Michael Meditation CD. She has Archangel Raphael. She has Archangel Uriel and many other meditations that you can do using her CDs. So Archangel Michael has been referred to as he who is like God. So to me, he feels like he's the right hand of God. He helps bring God's will to the earth. He's a blue ray, power and will of God, which is what the blue ray means. His color is sapphire blue. The chakra that he's associated with is the throat chakra, and it is the first spiritual ray. So it's the first of the three spiritual rays in the chakra system. Now, there have been essential oils that are used or can be used to summon Archangel Michael, and I have been a firm believer in the use of essential oils. I have used them for years and years and years. They can bring great benefits to your body. The oils that I use primarily are the Young Living oils. I like the purity and the power that these oils contain. So some of the essential oils that can be used to summon Archangel Michael are bergamot, camphor, chamomile, eucalyptus, hyssop, lavender, lime, mandarin, neroli, peppermint, rose otto, sage, sandalwood, sweet marjoram, and ylang ylang. So if you would like to call on him, and this is one way that you can do it, by using essential oils, and your body will greatly benefit from it if you do. Now, you can also use certain oils for protection by Archangel Michael, and these are clary sage, frankincense, lavender, melissa, pine, rosemary, tea tree, and thyme. And just to say that there are others as well as this little list that I have here that can be used for protection by Archangel Michael. He's the zodiac angel of Leo, and the sign quality of Leo is generous and open. In the four directions, north, south, east, and west, he is south, which is the gateway to physical, trust, and innocence. And Diana Cooper, in her Archangel Michael meditation, has stated that his haven is said to be in the Canadian Rocky Mountains near Lake Louise, Alberta. And just for reference, Lake Louise, I would say, is about 2, maybe 2.5 hours from where I live. It is an absolutely beautiful, wonderful, mystical place, Lake Louise. There's an emerald blue, turquoise blue lake that is beyond the beyond. The beauty is breathtaking. It's an area that is surrounded by mountains and trees. There are many hikes, no electric motorboats or things like that are allowed on this lake. In the winter, people skate, they have ice sculptures. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. So I encourage you that if you ever have the chance to come up to the Canadian Rocky Mountains, please visit Lake Louise, and you may feel the presence of Archangel Michael in the area. Now, Archangel Michael is by far the most famous of the archangels, and he's the supreme commander of all the other archangels. He has the powers of faith, protection and truth, strength and valor. He protects us physically. He protects our loved ones, our belongings, and our reputations. Yes, he can even help you with your job security and your reputation in the workplace. He has a sword of light to help detach us from fear. So when I do angel clearings, I am often called upon to cut some etheric cords, and I'd use Archangel Michael and his sword of light to help detach those etheric cords. It is said that Jesus and Archangel Michael were close together. He shields us from lower energies. When you ask for his help and guidance, the clearer that you can be, the clearer your question for him, the faster he will help you manifest it. So be very, very precise and very clear with what you need his help for, and he can help you manifest it. A really funny aspect of Archangel Michael that is that he can help us fix electronic or mechanical problems. He can either help you fix it yourself if you call upon him, or he will fix it, or he'll guide you to someone who can help you with it. Another aspect is that Archangel Michael is great at healing. He soothes, restrains, inhibits, and calms hot conditions such as fever. He eases ear, throat, stiff necks. He's a natural pain reliever, and he helps regulate blood pressure and the heart rate. Now, when his halo is a rich royal purple or royal blue, you may see his halo. You may see him. If you see a golden light, it is more than likely him. Or if you feel intense heat, know that he is present. And I mean intense, so hot that you can barely stand it, like you would want to go jump into a nice cold lake to cool off. That is what I mean by intense heat. Now, he can be used for clearing and shielding. He's highly sensitive. If you are highly sensitive, it means that you need to manage your energy field. Therefore, you need to clear. He is very good at helping us protect ourselves. And by highly sensitive, I mean that some of us are called empaths. And what an empath is somebody who will take on other people's pain or let other people use our energy, just give away our power and our energy without even realizing that we're allowing them to do that. So this is where Archangel Michael is very good for clearing and protecting. And by clearing the etheric cords, as I was talking about, that is one way to manage that. And I just ask him, Archangel Michael, please clear me inside and out and protect me. Now, there in the Angel Bible on page 251, there's a quick way to put on Archangel Michael's cloak of protection. So I'll just go through the three easy steps and then we'll be taking a short break. So the first thing you do is you summon Archangel Michael at any time to give you immediate protection. He will place his cloak of protection around you. Number two is use the following phrases. Archangel Michael, help me, help me, help me. Archangel Michael, protect me from all harm. And number three, imagine Archangel Michael's cloak of protection around you. Visualize a deep blue cloak with a hood covering you or a loved one completely from head to foot. Now, I have another way to do this. I imagine him with a mummy bag, a mummy sleeping bag. And a mummy sleeping bag, it covers your head from say, your eyebrows all the way down and zips up probably up to your chin. So the only thing that's exposed is your eyes, your nose, and cheeks and up to your chin. That's all that you can see. That's how I envision his cloak to be. And I see a zipper. And to me, it is a nice royal blue, almost on the purpley side. That's how I imagine it to be. And it is just beautiful. Now, we will be taking a short break in a few moments. And after the break, I'll just continue to finish with Archangel Michael, and we will proceed to Ascendant Master Kuan Yin. And once again, you can reach me at phyllis@elemental-balance.ca or 1-866-472-5795, and we'll be back after the break.
Oh, the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Be visionary. Be extraordinary. Be the change. This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are listening to Elemental Balance, Soul and Spirit Guidance with Phyllis Valois. To reach our program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or you may send an email to phyllis@elemental-balance.ca. Now, back to the program.
Hi once again, everybody, and welcome back to Elemental Balance, Soul and Spirit Guidance. And we have a caller on hold. Her name is Helene, and she's from Calgary. Welcome, Helene. How are you today?
Good. Am I on?
You're on.
Oh, okay.
Did you have something you'd like to discuss with me today?
Well, the part that you were talking about, the spiritual dousing, I was kind of curious about that.
Okay.
I think what I'm going through right now is some decisions that I want to make, and I'm not exactly sure if there's something that is stopping me or holding me back from moving forward.
Okay. Now, how I use spiritual dowsing, as I was mentioning, is that I use a pendulum and I have some charts. And what I find that if we're having issues in this lifetime, and when you go through whatever you can to try and resolve it, but it just doesn't want to get resolved and the issue doesn't go away, I find that spiritual dowsing can help you with this. And how it helps is there are usually five areas: the spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, and environmental, and actually there's six other that I check. And what happens with that in each of those areas is that it can be something from a past life, or it can be from this life, or it can be from a future life that needs to be cleared. And what spiritual dowsing does is it goes to the root cause of the problem. And sometimes we're unconscious. We're not conscious of what's going on. And I've been having some really good success with that. Do you think that this might be something that might help you?
Well, I'm certainly open to it because, you know, I've been kind of doing the asking for the answers, and I'm just not exactly sure why it is that I'm not, you know, it just seems like there's always something that, a block or something that keeps coming up for
me. Okay. I think that this would be something that we could do together that may help you move forward.
Okay.
And it can go back like to the beginning of time. And what I usually do, just so you know, is I use my pendulum. So I ask, first of all, your higher self, if I may have permission to douse for you. And I'll just get into a little bit more details further on in the show about why that's important. And then we would douse to see how many areas that I need to check. And then we write them down. And then from there, we go from there and see at which lifetime, at which time is it in the past? Is it now or is it in the future that's keeping you from accomplishing exactly what it is that you're wanting to clear? Does that sound okay?
Yes.
All right. Well, I will say thank you for your call. Did you have any other questions before I let you go?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Aline.
Okay.
You have a wonderful day, and we will be in touch.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great one. That was Helene from Calgary, and we will continue with our talk about Archangel Michael. And before I move on, thank you, Helene, for calling in. I appreciate your curiosity about spiritual dowsing. Now, Archangel Michael is the, as I've mentioned, the archangel that I use to assist me when I'm doing readings, when I'm doing clearings. I invoke him, I call upon him every day on a day-to-day basis to protect me, to help me live my life with dignity, to fulfill my, help me to fulfill my life purpose, and to protect my family, my possessions, and myself at all times. Whenever I'm in the car, I call upon him to help me get to where I'm going safely. He travels with me wherever I go, be it in the car, in a plane, whichever mode of transportation I'm using at any given time. He makes me feel safe. I feel safe when I invoke him, and I'm less fearful when I call upon him. I urge you to consider invoking him to help protect you and guide you along with your life purpose. He brings me great comfort. Now, off to Ascended Master Kuan Yin, and the sources for the information I'm providing is Doreen Virtue's book, Archangels and Ascended Masters, and www.sacredwin.com. So Kuan Yin has been referred to as She Who Hears Prayers. And I have, as I mentioned earlier, I've been seeing a lot of people looking for her little statues or wanting information about Kuan Yin. She listens to your prayers and helps answer them. So she's a very powerful ascendant master. Her mantra is Om Mani Padme Hum. And hopefully I pronounced that properly. And it means hail to the jewel in the lotus flower. She's a representative of the seventh ray aspect of the Holy Spirit. Her color is violet. She is here to help us with the Aquarian Age, the flame of transmutations and freedom, cause, effect, record, and memory of negative karma. She's both a goddess and a bodhisattva, and hopefully I said that properly, which means an enlightened being. She's a beautiful Chinese goddess of mercy, compassion, and protection. She has been referred to as the Mother Mary of the East, and she heads the Temple of Mercy. She's a protector of women, children, sailors, and merchants. She's devoted to helping us open to our spiritual gifts, profound knowledge, and to help reduce world suffering. She helps with clairvoyance, compassion, feminine grace, beauty, and power, kindness, gentleness, sweetness of self and others, love, both receiving and giving, mercy. She helps with musical ability as well, especially singing. And as I mentioned, she's a protector of women and children and spiritual enlightenment and gifts. She hears and answers our prayers. And there really is no special way to invoke her. There isn't a special thing other than maybe saying her mantra, Om Mani Padme Om, when you would like to call upon her. She loves flowers, so maybe using a flower can help you invoke her. And when she's around, you may see more of the color red, or red sparkles of light, or a red mist, for those of you who are clairvoyant. As with Archangel Michael, Kuan Yin can be a very good part of your spiritual team, firstly for protection, and secondly, as a guide on your spiritual journey. She truly does hear and answer our prayers. All you have to do is ask for her help and guidance. Now, I chose these two, both. Archangel Michael's the strong warrior, and Kuan Yin is the more feminine, side of that. She works with compassion, but she also provides protection. So I chose these two because I really enjoy both their presences, and I know that they are there. Even though I do not have the gift of clairvoyance, I know that they are there assisting me and guiding me and helping me to fulfill my life purpose. And that is truly what I am trying to do. Now, earlier I said that there is a crystal of the week. Now, the crystal of the week is rose quartz. The information that I've received or obtained comes from the following sources: The Angel Bible by Hazel Raven, The Crystal Bible by Judy Hall. Now, the Angel Bible has a section on crystals that help invoke or help you with the angelic realm, or help you access the angelic realm, and that is why I chose that, because she has some information on rose quartz. The Crystal Bible by Judy Hall. And there are two separate books of the Crystal Bible. Crystal Prescriptions by Judy Hall. www.crystalvaults.com. www.charmsoflight.com. And www.madiscarminerals.com. Those are my sources that I took to provide you with the information on rose quartz. It is probably the first crystal that I purchased, and it's available either tumbled or polished, rough, in clusters. It can be carved, and it can be large or small. I have seen some real tiny little pieces and great big ones. In my meditation corner in my home, I have a fountain that has a big pillar of rose quartz. So it can be quite large and it can be quite small. It's probably the most inexpensive, as I mentioned before. Some of the physical properties of rose quartz, and rose quartz, because I call it rose, it is pink. It is a member of the quartz family, and it's a trigonal crystal system. The chemical composition is silicon dioxide with iron and titanium inclusions. It is very rare that you will see a piece of rose quartz that is completely clear. It always has inclusions of some type. It has a hardness of 7, the vibration of 7. Its zodiac signs are Taurus and Libra. The planet associated with rose quartz, because rose quartz is unconditional love, is Venus. The elements associated with it are earth and water, and as mentioned, the color is pink and variations of pink. Where it can be found are Brazil, Madagascar, the USA, and India. And the angel, or the archangel that's associated with rose quartz, is Archangel Shamuel. It's the finest healer and an emotional ally. Rose quartz is such a beautiful and powerful stone in that it is pure love. It's a stone of unconditional love and peace. and it is the true essence of love. So what I do is if I feel, or when I'm doing sessions, I always recommend that people who are going through questions with relationships, divorce, sadness, if they've lost a loved one, any kind of stress or trauma, I recommend that they have some rose quartz around them. For the women, I even recommend that they keep it closest to their heart in their bra. Just a teeny tiny little piece will do it. And for men, just keep a piece of rose quartz in your pocket. It can't hurt. A really interesting fact is it may have been used as a love token as early as 600 BC. And it's the most important crystal for the physical heart and the heart chakra. Now, for those of you who don't know, there are 7 chakras on our body. There are others beyond our body, starting with the root, the sacral, the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the crown chakra. And your heart chakra is the one that really works with a rose quartz. And it purifies and opens the heart on all levels. It's good for circulation. It strengthens the physical heart and releases impurities from body fluids. If you place it on your thymus, and your thymus is just above your heart on your breastbone, it can help with chest and lung issues. It also helps heal the kidneys and adrenals and alleviates vertigo. It helps those who are grieving, going through a divorce, midlife crisis, and trauma. Be prepared, though, if you are wanting to work with rose quartz. It can bring up a lot of suppressed emotions that need to be released. So it can be a little bit rocky at first when you start working with it, if you put the intention that you're ready to release these things. It also helps release emotional stress. It can help you with self-love and in finding love. Now, it has been said that if you use rose quartz, you can manifest the person who is going to share your life with you. And I know people that have done that. It helps balance the yin and yang energy, the male and female energy. If you place it by your bed, it brings harmony to your relationships and also helps you sleep. It helps you have pleasant dreams also when you're sleeping. It links with the heart of the earth and the heart of the universe. Now, I just want to spend a little bit of time talking about the Crystal Prescriptions by Judy Hall. And I have a disclaimer. Although I recommend this book, I do not diagnose, prescribe, or claim to heal. Use this book at your own discretion. If you are under the care of a medical doctor, a psychiatrist, or any other medical practitioner, please follow the advice given to you by these professionals. This book can be used as a guide to complement your other treatments. Please do not stop taking any medication or following with your treatment plans at all. I find that this can complement it, but I would never solely use this book and throw everything else away. That is what I truly believe. It's a good guide for helping you. It's a guide for basic knowledge, such as how to choose your crystal, know how to obtain them, where to get them. How do you pick a crystal when you go into a crystal store? My thing is I just look, and if I'm drawn to something, I hold it, and that's how I get to know which ones are going to be beneficial to me. She also discussed some of the benefits of the various crystals, how to make crystal remedies, which are crystals that can help you with your health. To name a few things mentioned in the book. I actually took a course on making crystal elixirs, and that is by there are different ways to do it, actually. You can do it directly where you put it in the water, you put your crystal directly in the water, and other ways you put the crystal in a jar in the water and it takes on the benefits of the crystal. That is actually really interesting. And I use crystals myself, but I definitely still take the medication that has been prescribed for me. I use them and get the benefits from them as well, and I find that they complement both very well. One of the crystals that I have been using besides rose quartz is moonstone, and moonstone is very good for digestive issues, I have found, and it's good for regulating your body temperature. I've been having hot flashes a lot lately, and when I keep my moonstone, I either have a moonstone ring or keep a moonstone in my pocket or on my body. I find that it helps. The frequency of the hot flashes are are greatly diminished. So I really like it, but I would in no way or means give up my traditional medication. Some of the examples of a few of the ailments that rose quartz can be beneficial for are angina, anxiety, asthma, aching bones. And with aching bones, you would put the quartz or the rose quartz crystal on the area that you have pain. Depleted or disturbed central nervous system, circulation, as we mentioned with the physical heart, it can definitely help. It helps your physical heart, so you can benefit with the circulation. Cleansing, as I mentioned, coldness, and this is just to name a few. If your circulation is working better, then you will have less tendency to be cold. This is just a few little tiny examples of how you can use rose quartz. It is by far the most precious crystal that anybody can have. And if you are just being introduced to the world of crystals, I would recommend that you buy a little piece or a big piece or whatever you're drawn to of rose quartz, and I know that you will benefit from it greatly. It is a beautiful, beautiful crystal. All right, we will be taking a short break, and after our break, we will continue with spiritual dowsing. I just talked a little bit about it with Helene, and I will provide you with a little bit more information after the break. Be back in a few moments.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. If you are looking to shift from struggle to a life of alignment with your deepest truth, you'll want to tune in to Thresholds to Awakening with host Sway Emily Spilkin. Our program will help you discover that your deepest challenges are not mistakes, but opportunities to become who you really are. Thresholds to Awakening. Enter your darkness to find your light, where Sway speaks with spiritual luminaries, cutting-edge thought leaders, and experts in the field of transformation. Listen live every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Explore subconscious programs, belief systems, and past life memories that may be sabotaging your life. Join host Dorian Light on her show, All About You, as she helps you to shift, change, and heal your life. Each week, Dorian does a light session using psychic energetics and the language of light to energetically shift and clear negative patterns you have stored regarding that week's topics. Step into the realm of infinite possibilities for your life. All About You airs live Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave. In times of personal transformation and growth, sometimes you need assistance to help set you on the right path. Angela Bushman provides that assistance. Tune in each week for her show, Shine Your Light. With Angela's guidance, you can identify and overcome your fears, learn to let go, and share the joy of authentic living. Angela leads by example and invites you to join her on this path of discovery. Shine Your Light with Angela Bushman is heard live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Elemental Balance, Soul and Spirit Guidance with Phyllis Valois. To reach our program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or you may send an email to phyllis@elemental-balance.ca. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. We will now be talking about spiritual dowsing, and I just don't want to spend the whole rest of the show talking about it. I've told you a little bit about it when we were talking, when I was talking with Helene, and I'll just get into a little bit more detail about it, and we will leave it at that. I will be continuing on another show, continuing this topic in on another show. So, what is spiritual dowsing? It's the use of a pendulum or a bobber to help you find answers to questions that you may have. And why should we do spiritual dowsing? Because you can, it can help guide you. It can help you resolve issues that you're having in this lifetime that has a root cause either in the past, present, or future. It can help you make the appropriate choices for everyday living. You can douse for virtually everything. Supplements. Which supplements should I be taking? What does my body need today? What type of food should I be eating? Is there something that I'm eating that I shouldn't be, that isn't beneficial to my body, that I am not absorbing the nutrients? Anything and everything. Where should I go on my holiday? Write the names down on a chart and see where you are led. And there are different types of dowsing. There's classic dowsing where you get yes and no answers. And then there's active dowsing where you get yes and no. And then from there you can do some clearing work. And you need to program your pendulum to do this work. What I have found, I started dowsing probably maybe 10, 15 years ago, and of course I did just the classic dowsing with yes and no. So it seemed like I would always get the answer that I wanted and what I really, you know, or I thought I wanted. And of course nothing happened. And just so you know, you cannot douse to get the lottery, the winning lottery numbers. It doesn't work. The universe won't let you do that because that really is unfair. So it's really important to program your pendulum. And what you need to do is to ask permission. If you're dowsing for somebody, ask permission of their higher self so that you get the most appropriate answers for their highest good. If it isn't programmed this way, like I mentioned, you can program it to give you the answer that you want, and you really aren't accomplishing anything. So I found that really interesting when I took my dowsing course to find out, and I had kind of figured it out on my own, but it was really, really funny. Now, who can benefit from spiritual dowsing? Anybody and everybody. That's the plain truth. And I'm guided to use spiritual dowsing in many of the readings I do. Not everyone, not every single reading do I do spiritual dowsing, but when I get the message that I'm to do it, I do it. And some of the things that I've noticed and observed are physical changes in my clients after releasing the root causes of some of the issues they're facing. One of my clients was sitting there, and all of a sudden, I'm clearing, and I hear her neck crack, this loud crack, and I'm like, what? She said, you know what? She was moving her head side to side, and she said, I have had a sore neck for ages, and she had some mobility that was coming back to the area, It was the most interesting thing that has happened. I just notice a lightness. People tell me they feel lighter, or they seem to feel less bogged down by their worries when I do spiritual dowsing. And I've also heard from some people that I've doused for that there have been changes in their lives after their sessions. So to me, it's a beneficial and wonderful tool, a wonderful healing modality that can benefit virtually everybody. And you don't have to douse for somebody, you can douse for yourself. So just so you know, to program your pendulum, for the answer yes, you hold your pendulum, and a pendulum can be something that has a weight on the bottom. It can be a necklace, it can be your keys. A traditional pendulum is either a crystal on the bottom with a chain, or it can be out of metal, whatever. It's something that hangs off a chain or a string. And for the yes answers, you swing it back and forth, vertical, 8 times, and you say yes, 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 8 times. For no, you go horizontal, no, 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 8 times. For clearing work, you spin counterclockwise, and to bring things, because once you've taken things out, you have to refill. You have to fill the voids that you've created by your clearings. And usually that's with peace, joy, harmony, love, whatever good things you want to replace it with, you go clockwise to fill in the voids. So your pendulum needs to be programmed to do active dowsing. And it is very wonderful. So that's just a little brief synopsis on spiritual dowsing. Now, I will do a quick 6-card read with the Archangel Michael Oracle cards and the Ascendant Master cards. So the first of the cards that I picked from the Archangel Michael deck is "You and your loved ones are safe," and he has a prayer on. There is a prayer on this card. The prayer is, "Dear God and Archangel Michael, thank you for watching over me and my loved ones. Please help me feel secure and at peace, and fill me with faith so that I may focus on my priorities and enjoy a healthy, happy life." And the first card of the Ascendant Master deck that I picked was priorities. And that is, it's time to sit down and look at what's really important in my life. Is, it's time to let go of things that don't are not of service to helping me achieve my life purpose. It's time to do some clearing work. It's time to do some work clearing my home and getting rid of the things that no longer serve. The second one, positive thoughts create positive results, and that's from Archangel Michael. "Divine love and wisdom, I call upon you now. I know that my mind and emotions are eternally and continuously connected to you. I ask my higher self to be aware and conscious of this love and light that is within every person in situations." Creative, positive thoughts create positive results. Look for the good in everyone. And the Ascend Master card is meditate. And that is something that in this crazy July, I have not had much time to do. So it's a reminder that I need to get back to meditating and how important it is to find balance in your life. Now, the third card from Archangel Michael is, "Your home is protected by angels." So the prayer is, "Archangel Michael, thank you for watching over my home and its inhabitants. I ask that you post guardian angels at each window and door, ensuring its security. Thank you for guiding my finances so that I can easily afford to pay my rent, mortgage, or taxes." And the Ascendant Master card is, "See the other person's point of view. It's not always about you. Sometimes you need to look at other people's point of views and see both sides of the stories. Not one person is right. You know, you have to look at things from both sides. So these are the three, the six cards actually that I picked. And with the Archangel Michael, it's just a reminder for me to remember that I am protected at all times. And this I know on some unconscious level. And with the Ascendant Master cards, it's just to think of my priorities, to meditate, and to see the other person's point of view. And in finishing, we have a card from the daily guidance of the Archangel cards. So the card is perfect timing. Now is the perfect moment for you to act on your inspirations. The doors are open while you walk through them with us by your side. Don't delay or procrastinate, as all of the ingredients are ripe for your success. Everything and everyone is on your side, supporting your positive outcome. And this is the card with a general intention for everyone who's listening. So it's perfect timing to accomplish whatever it is that you wish to accomplish in your life today. It's the perfect moment. You have divine guidance and help with you, assisting you. So don't delay. Don't be afraid to forge ahead and achieve what it is that you want to achieve. Take a step on the wild side. Find the courage to step out of your comfort zone and be who you are truly meant to be. It takes a lot of courage to do so, as I know. And in finishing, I would like to thank everyone who listened today. I would like to thank Helene for her call, and I wish you all the best in the next week. I have chosen an angel quote of the week. Be an angel to someone else whenever you can, as a way of thanking God for the help your angel has given you. Eileen Elias Freeman quotes the Angel's Little Instruction Book from 1984. That's where that little quote comes from. And remember that I am God's perfect child. I am love. I am peace. I am joy. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
Thank you so much for joining us this week on Elemental Balance, Soul and Spirit Guidance with your host, Phyllis Valois. We'll be back next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. This week, may your own soul and spirit guide you.